This is Coast Radio News for Tuesday, October 19th, 2019. I'm George Henry. A search off the coast of Depot Bay from Sunday night into Monday could not determine any survivors of a shipwreck. Coast Guard Sector North Bend was called in on Sunday morning around 11:42 a.m. after reports of floating debris came in. Responders found remnants of the vessel Kiwanda that was reported overdue. A life vest and a flashing beacon with the name of the vessel was recovered, but no sign of the crew. The Coast Guard suspended its search after more than 11 hours on the water. Lincoln County Rescue Station also launched a drone to try to locate survivors. No names have been released in conjunction with the search. The month of October has been proclaimed Fire Protection Month by Governor Kate Brown. The Oregon State Fire Marshal released information that shows 154 people have died in Oregon home fires over the past 4 years, and fires have injured another 1,029. National Fire Safety Week begins October 6th through the 12th. SVFR Fire Chief Michael Schick says most fires quickly consume structures, and oftentimes a response is outside of the window to save that structure. Materials in today's homes can burn at fast rates, so the best options are to practice proper fire prevention, keep a fire extinguisher in the home, make sure your smoke alarms and carbon monoxide detectors are working properly, and keep things like plugged-in appliances clean and in good repair. The far western lane of Highway 101 has been paved. Crews have completed the section from 8th Street to the Siuslaw River Bridge. There has been no additional grinding of asphalt in the area, but crews continue overnight work to complete the project. Even though it's night work, City Manager Aaron Reynolds says travelers should use alternate routes when visiting Old Town.
If you can avoid that area, that would be great. If you can cross 101, if you need to get from one side of it to the other, try doing that north of 9th Street or the Highway 126 intersection.
The typical ODOT paving window ended yesterday, but paving will continue on to the completion of the project, which is expected to go into November. That's Coast Radio News for Monday, October 1st, 2019.